And the dangers of our being dragged into war are in three directions. First, foreign propaganda to inflame our emotions and to mold our minds to war. Second, the preachments of our own mistaken officials and citizens, which in effect support these propagandas. Third, steps taken by our government that while denying that they are intended to take us into war, yet entangle us with these very controversies, the end of which may be war. And here we can examine one of the methods of power politics, and that is propaganda. During the World War, propaganda was first developed into a national weapon no less potent than the killing of men. When peoples and governments weigh the sacrifice of their sons, then truth and honesty and tolerance and justice are thrown to the winds if a lie will serve better. The Great War was the first time in history when all the powerful agencies of publicity and the manipulation of news were organized without moral restraint under the genius of skilled men. They were built up a skill and a technique in front of which every citizen was helpless to know the truth. And since that time, the radio has become an additional weapon. We ourselves, when we entered the war, imitated the others. We created great propaganda agencies. And no man dared to question or answer under that fierce, organized condemnation. Now, propaganda has three directions. Internal to mobilize emotions, external to influence neutral nations, and aggressive to influence the enemy. From the beginning of the World War, I saw the development of the propaganda directed at the United States from both sides. I was so impressed that I collected this material for years. The War Library at Stanford University holds stack after stack of this emanation from every government at war. And in the light of what we now know really happened, it comprises the greatest collection of part lies on the face of the earth. It ought to be studied. Now, there are certain types of propaganda in motion today which fertilize our soul for our entry, soil for our entry into the war. We're told that we must join in war or democracy will disappear from the earth. That is a propaganda of the preparatory type. From the alliance of the democracies with several totalitarian states, that ideological issue seems a little confused. Now, my sympathies are with the democracies of Western Europe, but those democracies have resources to defend themselves. They comprise great empires of hundreds of millions of people with resources needed to secure their defense. Whether they preserve their democracies is a question of their own will. We're told that if they fall, we will be the next victim. I do not agree that they will fall, but if they do fall, the exhaustion of the dictators will be such that they'll leave us alone for a quarter of a century at least.